And we're back with our guide to the world of weblogs, Mickey Kaus. Mickey, moving on to presidential politics, I understand there's sort of a contest in the blogs between President Bush and his predecessor, former President Bill Clinton, and explain what that's all about.
It's a contest between their backers over who hates who most. Lately, Bush backers have been saying that Bush hating on the left now is as bad as Clinton hating on the right was when Clinton was in office, and a very prominent blogger, Mark Halperin of ABC News' The Note, has called that idea insane and uncalibrated, saying that the Clinton haters hated Clinton a lot more than the Bush haters hate Bush now. And Byron York has responded in the National Review, actually a magazine, trying to explain, to document the Bush hatred on the left. And having read his article, I would say Halperin is right in that the insane charges against Clinton, that he committed murder, sort of were espoused by more prominent people than the anti-Bush charges on the left, which are now on websites like BushBodyCount.com and FearBush.com and TooStupidToBePresident.com. They're still on the fringes on the web, whereas Jerry Falwell was promoting a movie saying Clinton had murdered somebody. So that's more prominent. But the general tone, I think, is equivalent. I've hung with right-wingers. I've hung with left-wingers. The left-wingers hate Bush just as much as the right-wingers I know used to hate Clinton. So that's an interesting debate we'll see more of, I think.
Hmm. And as far as the race to succeed President Bush, I understand there are a number of would-be presidents. They're setting themselves up as competitors with you. They're actually writing their own weblogs, or at least they're written in their name.
Well, that's right. I'm not worried, actually, that they're going to supplant bloggers, because the idea of blogging is that it's an unmediated interaction between somebody writing what they honestly think and the audience. And a presidential candidate isn't going to say, I went to Iowa, I had a terrible trip, the food was awful, the people were fat, I have to fire my campaign manager immediately. They're just not going to be honest. Maybe it's possible that one would be so novelistic and compelling a writer that you want to read him, but that person doesn't seem to be running for president. These are staff-written blogs. They tend to have the sort of badinage of campaigns. Dean's is the best. Dean's is fun. Kerry's is a pale imitation of Dean, as you would expect. So they're all internal sort of movement-building devices, but they're not blogs the way other blogs are blogs.
Well, thanks a lot, Mickey.
Thank you.
Mickey Kaus writes the Kaus Files weblog for Slate, and this is Day to Day from NPR News.